mind extends out past the body. You have no obligation to believe that fact, but ignoring it might be a bit naive, considering the very agencies who bet on your disbelief secretly use this knowledge for their own gain and curiosity. Eventually, all that is hidden must come to the light, and the results of multiple remote viewing projects have been declassified by the CIA due to legislative requirements. Things remote viewed on Earth are easily verified, but substantiation methods for this next project called Stargate would be much more extensive, requiring satellite probe technology. The remote viewers did not know this, and like all previous sessions, they were told to report on a set of coordinates kept hidden from view. Joe McMonagle got settled and leaned into the Akashic, source records of all information past and present, accompanied by Robert Monroe himself and, of course, CIA agents. Monroe brought the entrancement methods needed to enhance Joe's innate abilities. The CIA brought the equipment, funding, and, wouldn't you know it, total control. The weirdness kicked off when Joe tapped in and spoke.
It looks like a pyramid form, very high and sitting in a large depressed area, yellowish in color. There are severe clouds, a dust storm. Everything's real weird. I'm looking at the after effects of a major geological trauma.
The agent in control chimed in.
Go back to the time before this.
Total difference. Large flat surfaces, very smooth angles and walls. Really large, megalithic.
See if you can find any activity.
People, very tall, but it's only a shadow. It's as if they were there, but are not anymore.
Go back to the time when they are there.
Very fragmented, in pieces. Very large people, thin and tall, strange clothes.
I want you to move to 46.45 north, 353.22 east.
It feels like I'm inside a cavern. No, a canyon. I'm looking up. Very steep walls that seem to go on forever. It's like the walls of the canyon have been carved. Large structures, no intricacies, just huge sections of smooth stone.
Move to 45.86 north, 354.1 east.
You might notice these coordinates are specific and very close to the previous coordinates. Let's keep this in mind.
The end of a very large road. There is a marker standing, very large. A Washington Monument overlay. It's like an obelisk.
Move to 35.26 north, 213.24 east.
A huge circular basin, ringed in ragged mountains almost all the way around. The scale seems off for some reason. Everything's too big. I see the right corner angled to something.
Move to 34.6 north, 213.09 east.
Something very white and flat, but the sun is weird.
Okay, 34.57 north, 212.22 east.
Real strange intersecting roads, dug into the valleys very deep down. This is really tough. I see the pointed tops of things on the horizon. Even the horizon looks funny.
80 degrees south, 64 east.
Pyramids again.
Do they have insides?
Yes, very huge, really interesting, like shelters from storms.
All right, go inside and find some activity.
Different chambers, stripped of all furnishings, strictly functional for sleeping, no hibernation from savage storms, sleeping through storms.
Tell me about the ones who sleep through the storms.
Tall. They look thin because of their height. An ancient people. They're dying. It's past their time and age. Very philosophic, looking for a way to survive. They can't see their way out, so they're hanging on while they wait for something to return with an answer.
Okay, tell me more about this.
A group of them went to find a new place to live. I'm getting overwhelming input about the corruption of their environment, failing rapidly, and that's why the group went somewhere. They went a long way to find another.
What was the cause of the atmospheric disturbance?
I see, it's almost like a warp in the...
Just give me the raw data.
Jeez, leave it to the government official to interrupt twice before the important part. But Joe responds.
A globe that goes through like a comet's tail, through a river of something. It's all very cosmic.
Ask one of them if he knows who you are.
It thinks I am a hallucination.
When the others left, how did they go?
I get an impression of, I don't know what the hell it is. It looks like the inside of a large boat, but shining like metal.
Okay, go with them on their journey and find out where they go.
Volcanoes and gas pockets, strange plants, a volatile place. Like going from a frying pan, then into the fire. Difference is, there's a lot of vegetation where the other place didn't have any. A whole different kind of storm.
Alright, it's time to come back now.
And as soon as the agent got whatever it is he was looking for, they safely monitored Joe's voltages and polarity reversals till he was back in the room.
Man, I must have been way off target.
This will end the session.
The agents involved never say much, probably ordered from higher not to reveal intentions. But now sitting with the researchers, Joe would find out that he wasn't off target, not one bit. In fact, he might have corroborated a long-held suspicion that has haunted mankind for ages. We'll come back to that. After drawing up his rough sketches from memory, Joe explained to the team that he felt way off because his visions were somehow cracked into a series of filters that weren't filters, and he didn't know how to explain it any more than that. This was something unusual, even for remote viewing. Though he doesn't like the phrasing, Joe admits he felt like he touched the Akashic records instead of the reality records, so to speak. Being pressed by the agent, prodding to gather intel, Joe said it felt like a reality one step removed from reality. Not a different reality, but just one notch off. He even took a wild guess that it was a distant future. After all, these so-called people who slept through the storm were human. Well, humanoid. They looked frail, but somehow that suited their role in that environment. They were vastly different in their thinking, psychologically and philosophically strange. The agent asked for more details about the potential relocation efforts and why. Joe said the storm was different, cosmic, and almost electrical. The new spot was unexpectedly rough on these beings. Despite it being lush with strange plant life, it felt Egyptian to him. In fact, it all seemed vaguely Egyptian in character, but prime opposites nonetheless. One place dying, and the next only coming about. Then, Joe admitted,
I don't know if that's a good description.
That works. Anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay, then we can give you your feedback now.
Again, always straight to the point. And with that, they handed Joseph McMonagle the intel folder, revealing the location he was instructed to report on. Flipping through the target coordinates and satellite photographs, his eyes went wide with surprise and shock. Although it all made sense now, he still couldn't believe it. The sketches he drew were not only accurate, but differed only in age. Walking out, the blunt and rigidly stiff agent stopped at the door. Breaking character for just a moment, he risked saying too much, because he had one more question.
This cosmic catastrophe you saw, they didn't explode a bunch of atomic bombs, did they?
Joe thought about it. He thought of the hibernating people locking themselves in vaults to hide from being attacked by the very cosmos itself until help never came. And he responded,
they didn't choose this.